Audacity. Who gave you attitude? In this edition of the Caribbean News Roundup, updates on COVID in Jamaica and Grenada and COVID-related travel from Guyana and St. Lucia. That and more coming right up. Jamaica's opposition leader has criticized the government's plan to mandate the COVID-19 vaccine in the near future. Opposition leader Mark Goulding says he is against the government forcing people to take the jab. This report by CVM News.
How are you going to mandate somebody that they must take a vaccine if you're not prepared to stand behind them with indemnification if they get sick or otherwise suffer an adverse reaction? I don't see that as possible.
That's just one of the concerns raised by the opposition leader and PNP president as to why the opposition is not in favor of a vaccine mandate at this time. The Prime Minister has recently hinted at the possibility of a soon-to-come vaccine mandate. This as the level of vaccine hesitancy remains high, reducing vaccine take-up. Mr. Goulding says the approach to consider is incentivizing Jamaicans rather than coercing them into getting the jab.
Our position is that with over 70% of the population polling as being against mandatory vaccination, we don't think it's practical or right to try and implement mandatory vaccination if that means coercing people to be vaccinated who do not believe it is the right thing to do. We strongly believe that vaccination is the right thing to do. I am vaccinated. The entire shadow cabinet is vaccinated. And we've encouraged everyone to get vaccinated. We believe that the government should seriously consider incentivizing vaccination.
Nika Lewis, CVM Live.
Involving all the people of Grenada in the fight against COVID-19 is a measure being advanced by two local medical officials. The two argue that this is needed to effectively fight off a second wave of the pandemic. Community involvement is crucial at this time, says former Permanent Secretary Dr. Francis Martin and former Chief Medical Officer Dr. George Mitchell. This report is from a government perspective.
Grenada has so far recorded 180 deaths from COVID-19. COVID-19 cases in Grenada began to significantly increase from mid-August, with hundreds of positive cases recorded daily.
Now that we have community transmission, we cannot focus on the borders alone at the moment because that's where the least of our risk really lies right now. So the risk now has to be, and the strategy now has to be, what do you do to engage and to stop the second wave? What do you do to stop things from moving on? I don't see any other way of doing it than to adopt a all of society shared responsibility approach. It has to be shared responsibility, all of society involvement. So I think we have to engage people directly. There may be community groups that could be engaged. There may be community organizations that could be engaged.
Member of the COVID-19 Advisory Committee, Dr. George Mitchell, called on trade unions, religious communities, and other organizations to encourage their members to join the fight against the global pandemic. He said all hands must be on deck to survive the impacts of the virus.
The only way that we can win this war is if every eligible warrior in this country and maybe in the region and in the world is so prepared, so ready to be able to fight this war. And of course, it has different ways.
Guyanese have noted with some concern that the Sputnik vaccine won't be on the U.S. travel vaccination list from next month. The United States is scheduled to implement its COVID-19 vaccine requirement for all international arriving passengers from November. It will only recognize vaccines approved by the World Health Organization and the U.S. Drug and Food Administration. As Guyana News Source reports, that is likely to have an impact on Guyanese traveling to the U.S. from November.
The Russian-made Sputnik V vaccine, which has been administered to over 175,000 persons in Guyana, is still awaiting WHO approval, and therefore persons administered with that vaccine will not be allowed to travel to the U.S. The Reuters news agency quoted a U.S. Centers for Disease Control official as stating that six vaccines are FDA authorized and approved or listed for emergency use by the World Health Organization, and those are the ones meeting the criteria for travel to the U.S. Sputnik V is not on that list. The officials said the airlines have already been informed of the decision, and the U.S. CDC continues to put systems in place to prepare for the new vaccination requirement for travel to the U.S.
Now, UK changes in international travel protocols from a St. Lucia perspective. Choice News fills us in.
Some weeks ago, the Choice News team reported that changes to the United Kingdom's entry protocols would have some less than positive implications for St. Lucian travelers. Previously, the United Kingdom grouped countries in one of three levels and issued different protocols based on that. Travelers from St. Lucia were placed on the amber list and were required to present a negative PCR test upon arrival in the UK, fill out several forms, and quarantine at home for a 10-day period. More PCR tests would be conducted at various intervals throughout the 10-day period. The United Kingdom's government would subsequently take a decision to remove the amber list and simply class visitors from the previous amber list countries as either being vaccinated or unvaccinated. But that in itself came with a twist. At the time, the United Kingdom did not recognize the vaccination program or certification of several countries, including St. Lucia. With people who were vaccinated in St. Lucia being classed as unvaccinated, it meant that travelers would still have to quarantine for the full 10 days. Now, a more recent announcement by the UK government has spelled out some good news for those vaccinated in St. Lucia. Along with 36 other nations, St. Lucia's vaccination program will be recognized by the UK government in a matter of days. As of 4 a.m. United Kingdom time on Monday, October 11th, people vaccinated in St. Lucia will be classed as fully vaccinated by the UK government. A negative PCR test is still required on arrival and 2 days after entering the UK. Other countries in the region which have been added to the list include Jamaica, St. Kitts, St. Vincent, and Grenada.
In the Bahamas, a statue of Columbus has become a major controversy after it was attacked by a sledgehammer-wielding individual. The country's prime minister told our news TV that such acts won't be tolerated.
I'm always concerned when I see acts of disobedience that results in destruction of public property.
Days after a man hacked away at the Columbus statue at Government House, shattering the arm and right leg, Prime Minister Davis is condemning the actions, but he admits there is merit to the debate surrounding whether the statue is appropriately placed.
Whatever the historical significance and the protests that has come from it in respect to Columbus' presence or encounter with the Bahamas, that's one issue. In fact, I sympathize and empathize with some of the voices that are speaking to the fact of realigning history so that its true facts are revealed and interpreted.
According to police, officers were summoned to Mount Fitzwilliam early on Saturday afternoon, where they met a man causing damage to the statue with a sledgehammer. The man, who was also found in possession of a bulletproof vest, was arrested and is being held at the Central Detective Unit. Video of his actions were widely seen online.
I do share and understand some of the sentiments, but this is not the way to express those sentiments by destruction of public property.
The Columbus statue has become a polarizing symbol, with those calling for its removal pointing to Columbus's inhumane treatment of the indigenous people he met in the Americas. They say the statue belongs in a museum where it can be properly contextualized.
The Rastafarian community in Grenada is waiting on the government to decriminalize or legalize cannabis. While fed up with the delay, they are hoping the government will do the right thing.
Even after years of being chastised, punished for growing and using marijuana in their religious practices, the Rastafarian community in Grenada says although they are tired of the wait, they are bearing with the government to do the right thing. decriminalize or legalize the herb. Tonela Hosten spoke to Prince Nang, High Priest of the Nabengi, who said they do not want any problems with the government. But it appears that things have been at a standstill for the past months.
Months after being promised by authorities to have marijuana decriminalized in Grenada, the Rastafarian community will still have to wait a bit longer, as the bill did not make its way to cabinet to be approved as yet. Minister for Agriculture Peter David has indicated to MTV that some legalities need to be cleared first. He has not, however, given a date as to when this will be done. According to Prince Nang, High Priest of the Nyabingi in Grenada, although this is long overdue, the Rastafarian community has no choice but to be humble and wait.
But the government had already agreed in principle to decriminalize marijuana in Grenada. So we are patiently waiting for that time. Although I and I find it taking some time, but as you know, Rastafari people are very patient people. We are waiting patiently. We don't really want to create a problem.
However, he is of the opinion that Grenada is lagging behind its Caribbean counterparts, and they need to take that step forward. Reporting for MTV News, I am Nonola Hosten.
And that's the Caribbean News Roundup for today, Wednesday, October 13. I'm Ken Richards. Thanks for listening.